It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 2011, Kevin Carter was recognized by the Pittsburgh Courier as someone making a difference in the community. Mr. Carter grew up in the Manchester neighborhood of the city and recognized a need for mentoring for black males in the city. He's now the chief executive officer of the Adonai Center for Black Males, which is holding its fourth annual Young Men's Conference today. Kevin Carter, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Aside from what was mentioned in the introduction, tell us a little more about your background and what inspired you to take on what you're doing.
I guess what kind of inspired me from my background is that I grew up in a very violent, poverty-stricken community known as Manchester. And growing up there, you don't see a lot of African-American males making it out. And so I wanted to do something different. And I decided that, after spending a number of years working for the Boy Scouts and helping to develop, predominantly young white men into Eagle Scouts, I said, this kind of development is necessary for young men that look like me. And so I decided to, take from my experience with the Boy Scouts and other programs that I had participated in and create my own kind of Kevin Carter experience for other young men to develop themselves and model some more positive behaviors.
What impact has being an Eagle Scout had on your life?
Being an Eagle Scout, I guess the first impact it had is it opened me up to a new experience and the ability to meet people that didn't look like me, that didn't grow up from the same environment that I grew up in, had different perspectives in life. So I guess that's the first impact being an Eagle Scout had. The second impact is the fact that everybody recognizes you for the achievement and immediately understands the value that Eagle Scouts have and bring to the table.
And so you decided, I want to figure out a way to be able to mentor African-Americans in my neighborhood who aren't perhaps getting an opportunity to engage in an experience like scouting to develop skills that can be applied to being an adult and later in life. So talk about how you went about the creation of the Adonai Center and what you wanted to do for your peers.
When I created the Adonai Center, and our concept is a little bit bigger than mentoring. We are looking at human capital development. And so I didn't feel that mentoring would be just sufficient enough to support the development of young men in the community that I came from or communities like that. And so we began researching the theory of human capital development and what it means to not make yourself good, but to make yourself great, and the ingredients necessary to do that. And so after doing, 3 years of human capital development research, we pulled together a model that provides these young men the support, preparation, and engagement experience needed to not only move them, move the ladder, move them up the ladder, academically or educationally, but professionally and throughout the workforce that that they'll participate in as well.
And why aren't these young men having these types of experiences in other areas of their lives? What's missing?
Most of these young men come from very limited backgrounds.
Meaning what exactly?
When I say limited backgrounds, I say they come from backgrounds that don't provide them the exposure or the support are the growth materials necessary for them to build productive lives. They come from backgrounds where, the most common career on the streets is drug dealing next to preaching, and they're not exposed to people who are engineers and doctors and, astrophysicists and things like that. They don't see these people in their jobs or in their professions at all, and so they have very little to grab from when you're telling these kids to create dreams and develop hopes and aspirations. And so until we came along, not just us, but other organizations that are like us came along and provided these young people the exposure to these things that are beyond the communities that they come from or the family environments that they grew up in, they honestly had no clue that the world was as big as it is. And so every day, I go to work and have the opportunity to take a kid who grew up in a very similar situation to me and kind of turn the lights on for them is a very impactful and inspiring thing.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Joining us in Studio A is Kevin Carter. He is chief executive of the Adonai Center for Black Males, which is holding its fourth annual Young Men's Conference today. Kevin, you grew up in Manchester. You were in the same environment as many of these young people were and are. How is it that you didn't end up falling into some of the traps that these other kids did?
I always walked to the beat of my own drum. And one of the things that, I mean, even to this day, I always hated people telling me what to do. And so I was never easy to succumb to peer pressure. In addition to that, I also had other activities that prevented me from getting myself involved in some of the, I guess, mischief, if you have it, that my friends got involved in. When I was growing up, the summers were the time period during the year where you had a lot of chaos and turmoil break off. And while, you know, during my teen years, I spent most of those summers working for the Boy Scouts. So I would leave in the beginning of June and not come back to my neighborhood until the middle to end of August. And so I missed chunks of my neighbor, you know, developing myself in that environment. I would escape for 12 weeks and then come back. And so I think that that in and out of the neighborhood didn't make me kind of a stable person there. And so a lot of people didn't, you know, they didn't try to recruit me to participate in anything because they knew the time period by which I would have to participate, Kevin wouldn't be in town. And so I guess in essence, Boy Scouts kind of saved my life.
And, you know, you talk about being in this environment and kids in it, in Manchester, for example, not realizing how big the world is. What did that do for you, just sort of getting outside of that area and being exposed to positive influences and just other things in your life?
I mean, it does a lot for a person. You know, me, when I became an Eagle Scout, I was one of the only Black Eagles. I was the only Black Eagle Scout in my class, and I had been the only Black Eagle Scout within 3 years. The Boy Scouts saw that as kind of their face of diversity, and so they kind of utilized me for all their banquets and brochures and things like that. But in the process, I was able to establish connections with professionals that I didn't know existed, or professionals that I didn't think I would ever have the ability to, you know, have a conversation with and talk to and even relate to on some levels. And, you know, some of these same professionals still support what I do today, including the Adonai Center.
And what did you like about scouting? You mentioned earlier that you're not someone that likes to be told what to do. And I mean, a lot of scouting is being told what to do.
A lot of scouting is being told what to do by your peers. And I think the adrenaline from watching your peers in leadership and in action is what caused me to want to stay in scouting and kind of rise through the top ranks, because it is a very seniority-based program. It's very, scaled, you know, so tiered in a sense of your development. And they have opportunities for you to make your own decisions and do your own thing each year that you're in the program.
So tell us about the Young Men's Conference that's taking place today.
The Young Men's Conference is an idea that we developed back in 2011, which was the first one. It was an idea at the time that I did not support, and it came from—
Did not support?
I did not support it.
Why is that?
When we determined that we were going to do a conference, it was actually the idea of the students. And the time period in which they wanted to do the conference was 6 weeks away from the date that they had came up with the idea. And at first I was kind of like, okay, guys, I don't know if this is going to work. And, you know, these 21 students at Westinghouse High School decided to tell me, oh, it's going to work and we're going to get it done. And I said, okay, how are you going to do it? They themselves decided to break themselves up into three committees and come up with a plan for the conference that they thought I would enjoy. And it was a very unique thing, because here go 21 guys that nobody thought would make it out of high school developing a conference plan, not only for the students at Westinghouse, but 230 other students in the Pittsburgh Public School District. And from there, it was like, this is something that we need to continue. It was something that the students at the time were really passionate about, sharing their learning experience with their peers throughout the city. And it was something that, in my position, I didn't want to stunt, and so I supported it.
And so how's it grown now in the 4 years that it's been in existence?
We went from using a high school to having our college on a university campus, We've greatly improved our marketing and branding. And I'll tell you, the first year we did the conference, we were only able to raise about $1,200 to support it. And now we're up to about $34,000.
Wow. Well, what type of feedback are you receiving from the people who attend and present at the conference?
The people who present and attend the conference have provided tremendous feedback. And most of the presenters and facilitators beg for more time, as well as the students. But because we are restricted by the time that we are able to put the conference on due to the school day and students having commitments after school, we're limited in our time ability. And so a little bit of how we changed this year is that our sessions are a little shorter because we are establishing kind of a work group method this year where students will actually craft their own solutions to the community issues they face.
Is it too early to measure or gauge the impact that this has had?
I think that in some ways it is and in some ways it isn't. Our conference over the last 3 years, 4 years, has been a kind of a staple for school districts or schools to want to send their kids to. And we've had some of the same young men that, you know, went through the experience the first year that came back every year until they graduated. And a lot of them, you know, when they're there that senior year for them, they're like, you know, I'm mad that I can't come back and participate in this in college. And, you know, why not? You know, so.
What are some of the topics and subjects that you address with these young men in this conference?
This year we are focusing in on four community issues: educational equity, jobs and employment, community violence, and healthy lifestyles. And what these kids will be doing is they'll be given a problem scenario that were created by some of our young men through our summertime programs. They came up with these problem scenarios. They wanted to define bigger and student-led solutions to them. And so they developed these problem scenarios all summer. About 24 young men came up with these problem scenarios. And it was through process of elimination and very in-depth discussion that these young men determined that these were the four areas that they wanted to look at. And as they began to look at these four areas, they said, well, why don't we use these as topics for the conference so that we can gain feedback not only from fellows in the Adonai Center program, but from young men throughout the region. And so what we are doing here today is we are giving 190 young men the opportunity to develop solutions to these four pressing community issues, along with learning things about character development, teamwork and skill building, leadership and ethics.
And what are the long-term goals that you would like the Adonai Center and Young Men's Conference to accomplish?
I guess the long-term goal for the Adonai Center is to create a network of young men that are positioned to be scholars, leaders, and innovators that will help, you know, guide this country into, I guess, a greater level of progression as we move forward into, you know, the future.
Greater level of progression, meaning sort of progressive ideas?
Progressive ideas, equitable thinking. These students, you know, I always look at it, the baby boom generation were the barrier breakers. And I think that these students are the torch carriers. And so it is going to be these guys that take us into the next heights and, you know, growth in this country and in this world. And so ensuring that this generation, which I honestly believe is the smartest generation on earth, has the right developmental opportunities to get us there.
Kevin Carter is the chief executive officer of the Adonai Center for Black Males, which is holding its fourth annual Young Men's Conference today at Point Park University. Kevin Carter, good luck with the conference. Thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. We'll preview WESA's new weekend programs with the hosts of Ask Me Another, Snap Judgment, and America's Test Kitchen. This is 90.5 WESA.